Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The workers' compensation law firm Hall & Capitis Fan Hotline. Yeah, with my traveling partner, although I'm not with him now, which I guess is just as well since he's in Canada, is Dan Kingerski. Great hockey website, Pittsburgh Hockey Now. And, Dan, thanks for checking in. We appreciate it. How are things in the Great White North?
You know, it's they're a lot different than the last time I worked up here. And I can't say enough terrible things about Xfinity Wireless Service as well.
Okay, well, they're a sponsor, so that's good. We really appreciate that. We love Xfinity. At least I think they are. At least the TV part. You know, it's the TV, Xfinity TV. That's tremendous. Let's keep it there.
I'm a happy customer.
There you go. Okay, so we have quite a few minutes here, but still, I'm just going to ask you a blanket question, and if you can keep it as brief as possible, because then we'll get into some specifics.
Okay.
What the hell happened?
In reality, what really happened was the Penguins had to do a few things out of their comfort zone. They had to revert to that simple, gritty, aggressive style, which they played when they had either Malkin or Crosby out of the lineup, and they failed to do it just like they did in the final, let's say, 6 weeks of the regular season.
Okay, that's very simple. So I guess that means so the easy solution here is either Sid or Gino has to go.
I don't think it's quite that simple. I think if it were, they might consider it. I did kind of ask that question of a couple of folks and got, you know, more or less a hell no sort of answer.
Right.
The Penguins have to kind of come to that realization in the moment that they can't out-talent people, and having, you know, that two-headed monster that at the top of their lineup just isn't what it used to be. And the NHL has gone to this place almost like soccer where structure and coaching and attributes are more important than, say, you know, talent. And the Penguins are going to have to really come to that realization and really find a couple more players who really buy into Mike Sullivan's system, who can play it, who can get to the net and, you know, muck up a game a little bit more. They're going to have to upgrade their defense. You know, Jack Johnson took a heaping pile of blame in this series, but the reality is that third pairing was really terrible. I don't know that I've seen Justin Schultz play four games as poorly as he played in the Montreal series. So I think you could see one or even two changes on the back end of the defense too.
Yeah, well, that's okay. And, of course, I was being facetious about the Sid or Gino. Either one must go, because that's not going to happen. And then if you look at the top of the lineup and just go down, I mean, those guys are back. Gensel's back. There's no reason to get rid of Jason Zucker, who I thought should have played on Crosby's line, actually. And then, let's see, Brandon Tanev, he's not going anywhere. And Brian Rust isn't going anywhere, I don't think. He shouldn't, anyway. And then after that, though, Teddy Bluger's not going anywhere. After that, however, then there are some questions. What about Patrick Hornquist, who's still on the books for over $5 million for the next three seasons?
I would say that is money well spent, every single penny. You know, there were a handful of Penguins whose effort really stood out in this series and even the season. And Hornquist would be one of those guys. You're not going to get a bundle for him on the trade market. So, you know, given those two factors combined, you absolutely keep Patrick Hornquist.
I agree with that. Let me just get I'm going to go through this real quick. Unrestricted free agents, Sherry, Marlowe, Schultz, all gone, right?
I don't know about Sherry. I can't say that I saw what I wanted to see. I mean, he plays hard. He's in the right spots. He puts himself in good positions. He reads Sid very well, but the results just aren't there. So, you know, he's been a 30-point player since his big 53-point breakout now 4 years ago. So I would allow him to go, but I don't know that the Penguins will.
Well, Dominic Simone's a similar player. He's restricted. I don't know, easier to bring him back. And do we want to bring him back if we're the Penguins?
Well, I think it's an either-or situation, from my point of view. You know, Simone or Sherry. I actually like Simone a little better, but I'm willing to bet the Penguins like Sherry a little better.
Why didn't Evan, I talked about this because I never really saw Evan Rodriguez play because I was gone. I was in Florida by the time he came to the Penguins. But I just thought that from what I had heard and you saw some of the camp is that he played well. He played well in Sid's absence, and yet Sullivan never gave him a look when it seemed like he could have added some spark and could have added something against Montreal.
Yeah, I think that was a coaching decision based on familiarity, based on being comfortable with Sam Lafferty. You know, they got 50 games out of him. They knew what they were getting, so they inserted him into the lineup. It didn't work in game three. I thought Patrick Marleau was a bit of a weak link on that line, even maybe more so than Jared McCann in the series. I kind of agree with you. I asked that question, too. Why wasn't Evan Rodriguez maybe first up? You know, that would have been a spectacular line, or at least, you know, potentially with Rodriguez, McCann, and Hornquist. But, you know, I really can't answer the why question there.
Yeah, I would have. What I was saying is I actually would have, when he started moving people around, I would have put Zucker with Crosby and Gensel. I would have put Hornquist with Malkin and Russ because they've worked together in the past. And then I would have tried to get maybe Rodriguez and Lafferty on a line together. You know, whether it was with another winger, whether it was with Bluger, whether it was with somebody. I don't know. I just would have thought that was something. Let's move on to the defense. Letang. Well, actually, is Letang back? Is that something that they should look into? Now, he's got limited no movement clauses. I don't know if it's limited or whatever. He's got some kind of no movement clause in there. But is it maybe time to explore moving on from him?
I'll maybe put it this way. If the Penguins did move on from Chris Letang, it would be more his doing than it would the Penguins.
Yeah.
They just don't have a replacement for him. And to replace a Chris Letang in your lineup would cost $9, $10 million. So I don't see that happening.
Okay, I agree with that as well. We agree on a lot of stuff. Okay, Jack Johnson, you got to buy him out, right? You got to buy him out.
No. To buy him out now would be to pay $916,000 for the next six seasons. Look, I always point people to the breakdowns we did in the series, the play-by-play breakdowns. Jack Johnson is not nearly the scapegoat that a lot of people want to make him out to be. It became like a snowball of Jack Johnson. Oh, it's him. And just like it became a cult thing that, you know, if he was on the ice, it was his fault. So maybe he's a 6'7" defenseman going forward, but you keep him at least another year. Actually, he's one of their best penalty killers. He was solid for a lot of the series. Even in fact, in game four, I can attest that he was probably skating harder and more than he has in a lot of games. No, I think to buy.
So you're thinking if I.
Yeah.
No, I'm just going to jump in real quick because we're running a little bit short, which is on me. So you're suggesting basically that Schultz was more of the problem with that pair. And another guy that I could never understand why they didn't go to at some point was Chad Ruedel, because he never does anything spectacular, but I don't recall him ever doing much that actually hurt the Penguins any time that he's been in the lineup.
Yeah, well, Ruedel is a right-hander, so to put him into the lineup, you probably would have had Ruedel, Schultz, a pair of right-handers on your third pairing.
I'm saying take Schultz out.
Maybe, but then you lose your second power play quarterback, and that's one of those things. Maybe if you have a few days of practice or something, you do, but that would be a big swing for Sullivan, maybe too big. But it's not without merit.
Okay, a minute left. Murray or Jari? I mean, this has got to be a done deal, right? Jari has to be the restricted free agent that you keep moving forward, and then you use Casey DeSmith, who's actually a backup. He's a good backup, and you move forward with those two guys.
I think so, yes.
What kind of value does Matt Murray have, by the way?
We've done some research on this. I think, you know, with a great playoffs, he might have enhanced his value to, you know, a real package. I think right now you're looking at a second-round draft pick and maybe a usable player for a second-round draft pick and, you know, a second-tier prospect. I think that's about all based on market history.
All right, Dan, out of time. Like I suggested before you came on, that we could probably go till 9 o'clock talking about all sorts of stuff. Appreciate the expertise. Check him out, Dan Kingurski, PittsburghHockeyNow.com. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Jim.